If you or someone you know is struggling, call or text 988, the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. It's available to you 24/7. Or you can visit 988lifeline.org. Know that you are never alone. Hi, family. Welcome to If Only One Overcomes. I'm your host, Katie Lee, and today we have a special episode. It's not easy, but it is necessary. We're talking about something that far too many people experience in silence, suicide. The heaviness that makes people feel like there's no way out, the lies depression whispers, and the truth that needs to be heard. You are not alone. This is not the end of your story. If you have ever struggled with overwhelming emotional pain, if you have ever lost someone to suicide, if you have ever felt like the darkness was louder than hope, then this conversation is for you. Before we go any further, I want to gently say, this episode touches on mental health, emotional pain, and suicide. If this conversation may be triggering for you, please listen with care or with someone you trust. And if at any point you need to pause, take a deep breath, or step away and come back later, that's okay. Your well-being matters. This space is here to support you, not overwhelm you. You are safe here, you are seen, and you are never alone. Now, let's go ahead and talk about the dangers of suffering in silence. One of the most dangerous things in the world is silence, especially when it comes to emotional pain. So many people walk through life feeling invisible, unheard, and even worse, unloved or unnecessary. Let's be honest, sometimes the people who are hurting the most are also the ones smiling the biggest. They're checking on others, leading their families, showing up to work, while suffering silently inside. That silence is dangerous because when you don't feel safe to speak your pain, when you think no one will understand, when the shame makes you feel like a burden, you start to isolate. And in that isolation, the lies grow louder. No one would care if I was gone. I'm too broken to be fixed. I've failed everyone. God isn't listening. But let me say this with all the love I have. Silence is not strength. Keeping everything bottled up does not make you brave. It just makes the weight heavier and the nights longer. We were never meant to battle in isolation. You deserve support. You deserve to be heard. You deserve to heal. And if you have ever lost someone to suicide, please hear me with tenderness. Just because someone died by suicide does not mean they weren't loved. It does not mean their family didn't care. It does not mean they weren't surrounded by people who tried. It means the pain they carried became louder than the love they could still feel. It means they were in a battle no one could fully see or understand. So let's break the silence, not with shame, but with grace. Let's open the door for real conversation, real support, and real healing. And let's clear this up once and for all, what suicide really is and what it is not. Suicide is often the result of deep, untreated emotional pain, trauma, mental illness, or overwhelming despair. It's not that someone wants to die. Is that they don't want to hurt anymore. That's what suicide really is. It's pain that feels unbearable, a mind overwhelmed, a heart exhausted, and a soul that doesn't know how to take one more step. Suicide is not selfish. It's not weakness. It's not a lack of love or gratitude. We share this not to bring fear or heaviness, but to bring truth, understanding, and hope. You see, when someone has a physical illness, we don't hesitate. We say go to the doctor. We recommend rest, medicine, and care. But when someone is battling emotional or mental pain, the response is often different. They hear things like, "You are strong, you can handle it, just shake it off. Be grateful for what you have. You just have to pray more." Yes, prayer is powerful, but let's not forget, God also gives us people, counselors, therapists, doctors, community, resources to help us heal. Emotional pain is real pain. It may not leave bruises, but it breaks hearts, clouds minds, and wear down even the strongest spirits. It deserves care, not criticism, compassion, not condemnation, help, not silence. If you've ever had suicidal thoughts, hear this with love and no judgment. You are not broken beyond repair. You are not weak. You are not too far gone. You are not too much. You are still here, and that matters more than you know. So when it feels like no one understands, because maybe your mind is saying no one gets it, people won't understand, or maybe you've already opened up before, only to be met with shame, dismissal, or silence. Maybe someone told you you're too blessed to be depressed, or you just need more faith. And now, you've learned to smile through it, to fake it, to carry the weight alone. But please hear me clearly. Just because someone didn't understand your pain does not mean no one will. You are not invisible. You are not unhelpable. You are not alone. Even if all you can do is whisper, "I am not okay," that's enough. That's brave. That's the beginning of healing. Please don't let shame keep you silenced. You are worthy of help. You deserve support. And there are people who care, even if you haven't met them yet. Now, maybe you're listening to all of this and still thinking, "Yeah, but you don't know what I've been through." While our stories may be different, I'll tell you this from my heart. I know what it feels like to suffer in silence because I've been there, smiling on the outside, barely holding it together inside. But I also know that healing begins the moment we stop pretending and start reaching. That's why I want to share some real grounding steps, not just as encouragement, but from experience, because I had to take them too. So if you or someone you love is in a dark place, here are some steps that can help. 1. Call or text 988, the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. They are there to listen. No judgment, no rush, just help. You don't have to go through this alone. 2. Journal your feelings. Let it all out. Write the anger, the sadness, the numbness, even if it doesn't make sense. Getting it out of your head and onto paper is healing in itself. 3. Make a safety plan. List 3 people you can contact when you're not okay. Not people who have all the answers, but people who will show up. Keep it somewhere visible. Your phone, your wall, your wallet. 4. Change your environment with intention. Get some sunlight. Move your body. But more than that, surround yourself with life-giving energy. Spend time virtually or in person with someone who speaks life and encouragement over you. Small shifts in your environment can shift the atmosphere in your mind. 5. Speak life over yourself out loud. Even if it feels awkward, say, "I am still here. This is not the end of my story. There is help for me. God is not done with me. I am not my worst thoughts. I am worth fighting for." Your voice has power. Use it to fight back. 6. Reach out, especially when it feels uncomfortable. send a message, ask for a call, say, "Hey, I just need someone to be here right now." You don't have to tell your whole story. Just let someone know you need support. 7. Nourish your body. Eat something, even if it's small. Drink water. Lay down. Breathe. Your body is fighting to survive. Give it a little care. 8. Whisper a prayer. Even if all you can manage is God, "I don't know what to say. I just need you. Please help." He hears the unspoken cries, the silence, even your breath can be a prayer. You don't have to do all of these today. Just start with one. And remember, healing doesn't happen in one moment, but it begins with one brave choice. Overcomers, if this episode spoke to you, or if someone came to your mind while you were listening, please don't keep it to yourself. Check on your strong friends. Reach out to someone you've been thinking about. Remind someone that their life matters. You don't need to have all the right words. Just your presence can be the difference. Until the next time, remember, your life is too important because God has a plan and a purpose for your life. God bless.